感谢主今天能够来到这里来参加这么令人兴奋的聚会。
Praise the Lord, I have an opportunity to participate with this such exciting church dedication ceremony.
我不知道当你走进这个会场的时候你第一个感觉是什么。
I don't know how you felt when you first walked into this sanctuary.
这是可爱的地方。非常可爱。从一进来就哇这个礼堂真的是非常可爱。
So walking, you said, wow, what a beautiful, lovely sanctuary.
走到地下室也很可爱。
Yeah, even walk the basement is beautiful, it's lovely.
所以诗篇八十四篇说主啊你的居所何等可爱。
So 84, Psalm 84 says, how lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty.Amen.
刚才听见姐妹的见证真的何等的奇妙。
Yeah, and I heard the testimony for this sister. Such a wonderful testimony.
也看见在教会里面弟兄姐妹同心合一的是否何等的美好。
And also saw all the brothers and sisters who work together to serve the Lord. How lovely that is.
特别是与牧师一家三代那孩子怎么悲惨。
Also Pastor Andy,Three generations all come here to serve together.
儿童诗班是最 amazing 的儿童诗班。
It's such an amazing children's choir, children's program.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
主的居所真的何等可爱。
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty.
神的居所之所以可爱是因为我们有可爱的神啊。
And the reason why we have such a lovely dwelling place, because we have a lovely Lord.
我们想到我们的父神是创造我们的神。
Oh, remember our Godfather who created us.
耶稣基督是拯救我们的主。
And our Jesus Christ who saved us.
圣灵是天天与我们同在的神。
And the Holy Spirit is with us every day.
是我们一生的大牧者。
It's our biggest pastor in the world.
我们真的是一位可爱的神。
Yes, we do have a lovely God.
我也相信这个居所之所以可爱更是因为有可爱的信徒啦。
And I think, you know, the reason why we have this such a lovely place, because we have lovely believers.
跟你旁边弟兄姐妹说，牧师在讲你，讲你。
Tell your neighbor that the pastor is talking about you. You are lovely.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
这真是欢喜快乐的日子。
This is a joyful day.
好像今天晚上我从四点来讲到神对这个教会的心意。
So I'm going to talk from four points about the heart of God to this church.
从诗篇八十四篇里面，我们看见四件事情。
From Psalm 84, and we can see four things.
第一个，我们看见教会是彰显神同在的地方。
And the church building is a place to glorify God.
我们看八十四篇第二节这里说：“我可想耶和华的愿语啊。”
Verse 2 says, "My soul hears, even faints for the voice of the Lord."
我们看见在旧约圣经里面，无论是圣殿，无论是愿语，都代表了神的同在。
And when we read the Old Testament, then we know whether we talk about courts or temple, this is all talking about the place where God lives.
我们看见。教会就是首先是要彰显神荣耀同在的地方。
So the church is the place that we need to glorify God.
弟兄姐妹，神的同在不是一个头脑上的知识而已。
When God's dwelling within us, it's not something that's in our head.
神的同在是我们可以经历到的。
So God's presence is something that we can experience.
是我们可以感受得到的。
We can feel it.
Amen.
Amen.
我们看见初代教会之所以增长的原因啊。
We can see the beginning churches, why they grow so fast.
不只是因为他们好像遵行神的话语。
Not because they have followed the words of God.
也不只是因为他们祷告。
Not because they were praying.
也不是因为他们好像拨饼或者是彼此的分享交通。
Not because of they just have, you know, shared bread or, you know, have fellowship together.
如果你仔细看使徒行传初代教会增长最主要原因，因为神的同在彰显出来。
And if you read the book of Acts, then you know the beginning churches, the reason why they grow so fast, because God's with them.
我们看见在初代教会，神的同在是这样强烈的显明出来。
So God's presence was so strong.
到使徒行第五章的时候发生一件事情，记得吗？
However, in chapter 5 of book of Acts, there's something happened.
但是有一对夫妇叫亚拿尼亚撒菲拉。
And there's a couple, Ananias and Sapphira.
你知道当时他们都是变卖所有一切奉献到神的面前。
At that time, they were all sold everything they got and offered to the Lord.
亚拿尼亚撒菲拉也是一样。
Yes, so Ananias and Sapphira also did the same thing.
他们变卖了一切。
They sold everything.
但只不过自己保留了一点。
However, they kept a little bit for themselves.
送到教会的时候，我们全所有奉献。
So when they offered to the church, they said, "Oh, I offered everything I got."
哎呦，其实这也没什么了不起的事情。
Actually, it's not.Big deal.
我们天天都在做这种事情。
And we always do that.
我们天天全所有奉献。
Oh, I offer everything to you, Lord.
我们保留了一些在。
Oh, I just kept a little.
全所有奉献。哦，保留很多在我们这。
I kept something for myself.
我们天天都在做这个事情。
Every day we are doing the same thing.
没什么大不了嘛。
There's nothing too big about it.
可在初代教会里面，神的同在强烈到一个地步。
However.The presence of God at that time was so strong.
神的同在不容许这一点点的罪的存在。
God, when God's with you, God did not tolerate any little bit sin.
结果这对夫妇当场被圣灵击杀死亡了。
So that couples were killed at that time immediately.
我常常感谢神，神今天不大做这种事情，不常做这种事情。
I praise the Lord, God's not doing too much nowadays.
不然我们死光了，我告诉你。
Otherwise, we're all.
但是我要讲的是在初代教会那个神的同在是很强烈的。
But I want to tell you, in the beginning, the God's presence was so strong.
每一个人走进教会他们知道一件事 God is here.
So when they walk into the church, they know that 神就在这里。
我们看见人来到这个地方的时候人不可以轻慢的。
So when you got to the church, you cannot just ignore it.
因为真知道神果然在我们中间。
Because we do know God is among us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
弟兄姐妹，今天教会不是只是很多活动的地方。
So the church is not the place that we just have all kinds of activities.
当然我们知道教会需要有活动。
Of course we need to have some activities.
但更重要的，教会需要彰显上帝的同在。
But the church need to glorify God.
今天教会需要重新回到神的同在的里面。
We need to go back to have the presence of God.
让我们真是注重神的同在。
Let's emphasize, pay attention to God's presence.
事实上我们看见在圣经里面看见透过敬拜赞美能够让神的同在更明显的彰显在我们中间。
I know through our worship, we can feel, we know the God's presence.
我们全心全意来敬拜我们的主。
We offer ourWorship our God with all our heart.
欢迎神降临在我们中间。
Welcome God to be with us.
好让每一个来到主面前都知道主就在这里。
Let everyone comes to here, they know God is here.
Amen.
Amen.
教会是彰显神同在的地方。
So church is a place we can glorify God.
第二个我们看见教会更是同心合意祷告的地方。
Second,Church is a place that we can all pray together in unison.
我们看见第二节这里说我的心可想神向永生神来呼吁。
So my heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
教会是一个同心合意祷告的地方。
So church is a place that we can all pray together.
实际上耶稣基督也这样说嘛。
Actually, Jesus said the same thing.
耶稣说我的殿要成为万民祷告的殿呢。
Says my temple is a place for thousands, tens people come here to worship.
你知道很有意思，耶稣没有说我的殿要成为讲道的殿，没有。
And you know, Jesus didn't say that my church building is for someone to preach.
我知道我们这些牧师觉得很难过，怎么不是讲道的地方呢
？So that make our pastor feel kind of sad. Sometimes not a place for us to, you know, give sermons.
耶稣也没有说教会成为听道的地方。
And Jesus didn't say, well.Church is a place that you listen to the gospel.
中国信徒最喜欢听到。
Yeah, you know, for Chinese Christians or, you know, people always like to listen to the gospel.
我常常说中国信徒是要听到经啊，你都不用这样。
You always just love to listen to someone to give sermons.
听到还要批评论断一下。
Yeah, you know, after we listen to the sermons, we have to criticize, you know?
我们看耶稣也没有说这个教会是个听道的地方。
So Jesus didn't say, well, here's the place that you listen to some sermons.
耶稣也没有说教会是一个团契吃饭的地方。
And he didn't say, well, the church building is somewhere you can go there, have fellowship and have a big feast all the time.
中国教会最喜欢吃了。Right?
You know, for the Chinese churches always love to eat.
平常永远到不齐，一吃饭都到齐了。
So there are always very few attendants. However, whenever you have a feast,Love feast. Oh, everybody shows up.
我们看见耶稣没有说这是一个吃饭团契的地方。
And Jesus didn't say this is an eating fellowship
耶稣说我的殿要成为为万民祷告的殿。
Jesus says, my temple is for everyone to come here to pray.
为什么？
Why?
因为祷告能够捆绑仇敌撒旦的作为。
Because when we pray, we can bind Satan.
我们看见祷告能够释放神的工作在我们中间。
When we pray, we can release the work of Lord.
马太福音18章18节19节。
And Matthew chapter 18:18.
我们看见这是非常熟悉的经文。
Is some passage very familiar to us?
主说我实实在在告诉你们。
Truly, truly, I tell you.
你知道不是很多次耶稣讲我实实在在告诉你。
Not too often that Jesus said, truly, truly, I tell you.
在这件事情他说主说我实实在在告诉你。
Here Jesus said, truly, truly, I tell you.
请问什么意思啊？
What does that mean?
什么叫实实在在啊？
What do you mean, truly, truly, I tell you?
意思就是实实在在， OK? 这是真的。
True.
耶稣很实说这一定会发生的、
really、
我没有在里面开玩笑，这是真的会发生的、
really、
主说我实实在在告诉你们
Jesus says, truly, truly, I tell you.
你们在地上所捆绑的在天上要捆绑、
yes. I'll tell the truth whatever you can bind you on earth will bind you bind that I will bind in heaven.
在地上所释放我在天上也要释放、啊、
whatever you lose on earth you will be loosened in heaven.
哇，你可知道神给我们何等大的权柄啊。
Oh, what kind of privilege that we have?
我们在地上所捆绑魔鬼上的作为，你不要以为只是随便好像说一句话，神在天上就要做这件事情啊。
And when you bound Satan in the earth, on the earth, don't say, oh, this is just something very minute. However, it's truly going to happen in heaven.
我们在地上释放人的心灵，神在天上就要释放啊。
When we lose someone's heart in the, on earth,And God is going to loosen his heart in heaven.
我们看见祷告是神给我们最有力的武器来对抗仇敌啊。
You know, prayer is something that the biggest weapon for us to have.
今天教会要起来同心合一的祷告。
All the churches need to come together to pray hard together.
不是只有少数人祷告了。
Not just a few people.
是人人要起来祷告。
Everyone need to come and pray.
Amen. 今天教会软弱最大的原因就是少数人祷告。
Why the churches are so weak today? Because not too many people are praying.
我们说，哦，牧师你祷告好了。
Oh, pastor, you pray.
哦，你祷告团队你们祷告吧。
Oh, prayer, you know,Team, you pray.
我们常以为、哎、我们太平凡，我们祷告神不会垂听了。
You know, I'm such an ordinary person. God is not going to listen to me.
这中国信徒我们最谦卑了。
Yeah, now for this, all Chinese Christians are so humble.
对不对啊？我们很平凡啦、啊，神不会听我们啦、
啊。Oh, I'm so ordinary. I don't have that.
牧师，你祷告吧，你祷告比较有效。
You pray.
No, 你错了。
You are wrong.
圣经里面让我们看见神最乐意垂听平凡人的祷告。
You know, God loves to listen to the.Prayers of ordinary people.
Amen.
Amen.
神最乐意聆听你的祷告。
The Lord loves to listen to your prayers.
想想看，做一个父母的。
Think about it. Being a parent.
你的孩子向你说，你不是很乐意要听他说话吗？
When your children come to you to talk to you, don't you love to listen to them?
更何况今天我们是父上帝的儿女啊。
You know, we are the children of God.
神更不更乐意听我们的讲话吗？
Won't God love to listen to all of us?
他不更乐意垂听我们的呼求吗？
Won't he love to hear our prayers?
Amen. Amen.
神
乐意垂听你的祷告的。
Lord loves to listen to you and hear your prayers.
两年前的时候我参加了一个特会。
And 2 years ago, I went to a special meeting.
刚好跟一个从泰国的牧师坐在一起。
I just haven't...Sit by me was a pastor from Thailand.
那他的教会很短的时间里面成长到7000多人。
And very short period of time, his church, you know, increased the number to more than 7,000.
我就问他说，你可不可以告诉我一个秘诀，好吧
？So then I asked him. I said, "Can you please tell me the secret of why you grow so fast?"
我说不要讲一大堆，只要一个就好。
And don't tell me too many, just one.
对，一大堆我就忘记，讲一个就记得。
If you tell me too many, then I Don't remember, but if you tell me one.
他就告诉我他教会开始那天他就教导他的信徒做一件事情。
He said, from the very beginning of that church, he taught his congregation one thing.
他教导每一位弟兄姐妹信徒要为他身旁周围人祝福祷告。
He says, pray for the people nearby you.
他就告诉我他们教会一个老姐妹的故事。
Then he told me about a story of an older sister in the church.
这个老姐妹是卖冰淇淋。
And the older sister is, sells ice cream.
她信了主之后
After she believed in Christ,
她就知道她的冰淇淋生意就是应当为神所使用。
Then she says, well, my business about selling ice cream need to be used by God.
所以她信了主之后开始呢她就每一天做冰淇淋就不一样的做法。
So after she became a Christian, every day when she made the ice cream, it's a different attitude.
她一边做冰淇淋一边祝福这个冰淇淋。
Every ice cream she made, she started to bless this ice cream.
说恩膏这个冰淇淋。
Lord, anoint this ice cream.
然后每卖一个冰淇淋。
Every time she sells one ice cream.
她就祝福那个吃冰淇淋。
Then she blessed the person who eats that ice cream.
让主的喜乐大大充满他们。
May the joy of the Lord fill that person.
结果她生意就真的好起来。
And her business started to grow and grow.
因为每一个人说，哎，奇怪，到你这吃冰淇淋很特别嘞。
He said,So strange, every time I come here to eat ice cream, I'm just so, feel so good.
本来好像心情不太好都变得很快乐耶。
So, at first I was so depressed, but the minute I eat this ice cream, I become so joyful.
到底怎么回事情啊
?What's the matter?
这老太太就说因为我为你祷告让你喜乐啦。
And the older sister says, because I've been praying for you, I want the joy of the Lord be upon you.
她就每一天为她身旁周围人祷告。
So she,prayed for the people around her every day.
有一天神就提醒他你不但为你身旁周围人祷告你要为州长祷告。
And says not only you need to pray for the people around you, you need to also pray for the minister.
Governor.
Governor.
啊他们那个州长是全泰国最腐败最贪污的一个州长。
And that governor happens to be the most rotten governor in the world.
所以他就每一天祝福这个州长。
So every day she,Bless that governor.
有一天他在祝福的时候他主啊有没有可能让州长到我的冰淇淋店吃个冰淇淋呢
So one day she prayed, she said, Lord, is there any possible opportunity for this governor to come to my ice cream shop to eat ice cream?
结果真的有一天州长经过他办公室他的冰淇淋店了。
And you know what? That day, and the governor passed by, you know, went to her ice cream shop.
他就派一个人下去买冰淇淋。
And He sent someone to go down there to buy ice cream.
几分钟之后，州长亲自下来了。
And a few minutes later, the governor came down himself.
他跟老太太，你的冰淇淋怎么那么特别啊
？Says, "Oh, old lady, tell me how come so strange about your ice cream?"
我今天本来很心烦，好多事情在我脑海当中。
I was so distressed before.
可是我一吃你的冰淇淋，忽然间很快乐。
How come the minute I ate your ice cream, I become so Joyful.
你怎么这么特别怎么会那么特别呢他问他
How come your ice cream is so special?
他说州长啊我为你祷告天天为你祷告了
Oh governor do you know I've been praying for you every day
然后他说州长这个礼拜天你可以到我们教会聚会啊
Governor would you please come to our church to worship the Lord together
所以州长没有回答
The governor didn't answer
他就走了
Then he left
结果下一个礼拜天果然那个州长到他教会聚会了
You know what? Next Sunday, and the governor went to the church.
但是这个老太太忘记告诉她的牧师这件事情。
But the old lady forgot to tell her pastor about this.
那天她的牧师要讲的道啊。
That day, the preacher was talking about.
就是上帝要严严惩罚贪官污吏。
God will punish all these people who are, you know, greedy.
结果那天牧师看到州长坐在下面。
Then the pastor saw, oh, the governor sitting among the
people. 哇这不能讲要换题目赶快换。
Oh, I need to change the topic, I need to change to something else.
可是神的灵就责备他。
But the spirit of God.
神所给你的话你不可以更改。
Says, these are words I give to you, and you are not supposed to change a word.
所以他只好战战兢兢开始讲。
So he stood there.Start trembling and start to preach.
越讲就看见州长的脸越长了。
And then he saw the minute start to preach and saw the face.
他心里想完了完了真的。
Longer and longer. Oh, says, oh my God. I'm finished.
等到聚会结束之后。
After the service was over.
他不知道怎么办这次不知道怎么办了。
Says, I didn't know, he didn't know what to do.
第二天早上果然州长办公室打电话过来了。
You know, the next day, and from the office of the governor called him.
州长要见你。
Said the governor wanted to see you.
啊我早就知道完蛋了、oh, 这次。真的完蛋了。
Oh, I'm finished. I am totally finished.
他就到了州长办公室。
Then he went to the office of the governor.
他坐在州长的桌子旁边。
Then he sat beside governor.
然后州长对他说。
And governor told him.
牧师，你知道你昨天所说的每一句话。
You know, every word that you said yesterday.
都是上帝对我说的话。
Are the words that God wanted to speak to me.
今天我愿意接受耶稣做我个人的救主，我愿意悔改归向神。
Today I want to repent. I want to receive Jesus Christ as my personal.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
后来那个牧师告诉我，这个州长后来变成全国模范州长。
Then the governor became the model governor for the whole entire place.
都因为一位卖冰淇淋的老太太的祷告。
Everything all because the prayers of that old lady.
所以你永远不要说你太平凡。
So never, never say I'm too ordinary.
上帝乐意垂听你的祷告。
God loves to hear your prayers.
当整个教会每一个人开始祷告的时候。
When the, everybody in the church start to pray.
上帝能够改变你的社区。
And God will change the whole place.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
第三方面我们看见。教会是传主福音的地方。
And church is a place to preach the gospel.
我们看见第三节这里讲到万军之耶和华是我的王啊，称呼神是我的君王。
Here on verse 3 says, Oh, Lord Almighty, my King, my God.
既然神是我们的君王，我们就来遵从他的命令咯。
Since he is our king, he is our Lord, we need to listen to him.
我们看见主所给我们最大的一个使命就是要传主的福音嘛。
Because God's, the biggest mission that God has given us is to preach the gospel.
主的话也告诉我们举目向前观看啊。
Says you open your eyes, turn, look around everywhere.
庄稼已经成熟了。
The harvest is ready.
然后很多时候我们常常觉得牧师急什么呢？
So then we often say, Pastor, why are we in a hurry?
主不是把大使命给我们给了两千年了吗？
Says, isn't the great mission has started giving us about 2,000 years ago?
没错，主给我们大使命已经两千年了。
Yes, we do have the great commission for 2,000 years.
可是我要你知道一件事情。
But I need you to know one thing.
今天我们所处的时候是跟初代教会所处的是不一样的时候、哎、
The day that we are living now is different than the time that beginning churches are.
就好像、在打足球赛一样嘛。
Just like when we play football.
我想你只要不打你也看过足球赛嘛。
And if, even you don't play it, you still have seen it, watched it.
你知道打足球赛我请问你打头两分钟的时候跟打最后两分钟是不是同样的打法？
And I tell you, I ask you, is the beginning play, the 2 minutes, first 2 minutes or the last 2 minutes are the same?
不一样的。
You don't use the same strategy.
当你在打头两分钟你怎么打?
The first 2 minutes when you play,
是稳扎稳打。
So you play it safely and
慢慢来,
softly and gradually.
你要看看对方实力如何嘛。
You want to watch how the opponents are doing.
然后就算你输了一两球没关系。
So even you,Lost one or two points.
你还很长的时间可以打。
Because we still have lots of time to make it up.
可当你打最后两分钟你怎么打?
How about the last 2 minutes? What do you do?
你发现你就是全力以赴啊。
Then you will put every effort into it.
就是再累再痛你也是全力以赴嘛。
Even you were hurting, you were painful, but still you want to put all your strength.
因为输赢在此一举啊。
Because whether you win or lose depends on that last 2 minutes.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，让我告诉你，现在我们所处的时候是神国丰收的最后两分钟了。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is the last 2 minutes when we are receiving our harvest.
我们需要为主兴起。
We need to get up and for the Lord.
因为主说庄稼已经成熟了。
Because the Lord says the harvest is ready for you.
可以收割了。
You can go get your harvest.
在原文里面这个成熟是用发白这两个字来讲。
It's at the, in the Bible says, it's mature to the point that it's almost become white.
那发白意思要快要烂掉了。
That means it's almost going to get rotten if you don't harvest right away.
所以我们看见这是很急迫的事情。
So there's something in a hurry we need to urgent.
我们要在这个时代里面努力为主传福音。
We need to preach the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
当然你第一个反应说对对着牧师你去吧。
Yeah, yes, yes, Pastor, you go.
这中国信徒一向是如此。
You know, the Chinese, Believers always do the same.
No, 你要知道在农村里面收庄稼是不是这样的。
You know, in the farm, That's not the way they harvest the harvest.
当农村的庄稼成熟时，整个村每一个人都要动员了。
When the harvest is ready, everyone go there to harvest.
不只有少数人去收割庄稼。
Not just a few people go there.
是全村连孩子们都一起动员的。
The whole village, including the children.
Amen.
Amen.
所以我们每一个信徒都应当努力来传福音。
So all of us need to work hard.
我再说，你千万不要说你左口笨舌，不能够传主的福音。
You cannot say, well, I'm so dumb in my mouth. You know, I don't know how to say it. You know, so,I cannot preach the gospel.
我们看见今天我们所依靠不是我们自己的势力跟才能，是依靠神的圣灵嘛。
Now we not relying on our own ability or own power, but relying on the power of God.
Amen.
Amen.
在我们教会有位医生啊。
In our church, there's a doctor.
你知道医生是最有机会向病人传福音。
You know, the doctors always have so many chances to preach the gospel to his patients.
所以可是他就很胆小。
But he was so scared.
很内向。
Yeah, because so inward.
从来不敢向人传福音。
So he did not dare to preach the gospel to his people.
有一次他鼓足了勇气。
One day he was just got courage.
看到一个年轻的病人。
And saw a young patient.
然后看完病就对他，你听过耶稣没有？
Then after the, you know, seeing him says, well,Have you ever heard of Jesus Christ?
那年轻人说没有啊。
Says, oh no.
那我可不可以向你讲耶稣的事情呢？
Then the doctor says, well, can I tell you something about Jesus Christ?
年轻人说好啊，跟我讲啊。
And so the young man says, oh sure, you can tell me.
所以他就开始讲了。
Then he started to talk about Jesus Christ.
讲啊讲啊，那个年轻人就想睡觉了。
And after a few minutes, the young guy, you know, started to fall asleep.
所以他就说医生我很困啊。
Says, doctor, I'm so sleepy.
我可以回家睡觉了啦。
Can I go back to sleep?
他说好，那你回家回家回家。
And so the doctor says, oh, okay, you go home.
然后他就很难过。
And then he started to feel so bad.
我真是不会传福音啊。
I'm really terrible.
传到人家都睡着了，你看。
So when I start to talk about Jesus Christ, people to fall asleep.
哎，觉得真是不行，自己真的不行。
It's terrible.
就没想到第二天早上的年轻人打电话来了。
And you know, the next day, the young man called.
医生，我要信耶稣了啦。
So,Says, doctor, I want to believe in Jesus Christ.
为什么你会要信耶稣呢？
So then doctor says, why do you want to believe in Jesus Christ?
你记得昨天晚上我想回家睡觉吗？
Do you remember last night I told you I want to go home and to sleep?
对啊对啊，怎么回事啊？
Yes, I remember what happened.
当我回家以后，整晚睡不着了。
Because when I went back, I could not fall asleep all night long.
我整晚想起你说的每一句话。
I started to think about every word you told me.
所以今天早我决定我要相信耶稣是我个人的救主了。
So this morning I decided I want to accept Jesus Christ to be my personal savior.
你以为你左口笨舌。
You think you don't know how to speak.
只要你凭信心去传讲。
But when you speak with faith.
圣灵会为你来讲话的。
The Holy Spirit will speak for you.
圣灵要在他的身上来工作的。
Holy Spirit will work on him.
超过你所求所想。
It's more than what you can think and imagine.
Amen.
Amen.
你千万不要害怕胆怯。
Don't be afraid. Don't be scared.
因为圣灵要与我们同在。
Because Holy Spirit is going to be with us.
圣灵要与我们同工。
Holy Spirit will be co-worker with us.
教会要成为传主福音的地方。
So the church will be the place for us to preach the gospel.
Amen.
Amen.
最后第四。
Fourth.
是要同心合意侍奉的地方。
It's a place that we all serve the Lord together.
第四节讲到说，住在耶和华的殿中的人有福了。
Verse 4 says, Blessed are those who dwell in your house.
这意思不是叫大家搬到教会来住了。
That does not mean that everyone should move into the church.
虽然这很可爱，可是还是住不下这么多人啊。
Even this is a lovely place, but it's not enough room for everyone to come in and live here.
我们看见这里是旧约圣经讲到住在圣殿中的意思，在圣殿中服侍了。
So, in the Old Testament, when they say dwell in the house of the Lord, it's a place that not physically live there, but it's a place we can serve the Lord.
教会是人人起来服侍的地方。
And church is a place that we all serve the Lord together.
我常说教会啊，不是像一个 cruise 啊，像这个游轮一样啊。
I always.And say, you know, the church is not just like a cruise.
你去参加做过 cruise 没有？
Have you ever done a cruise before?
Cruise 是少数人累个半死，多数人躺在那里晒太阳。
And cruise is somewhere that lots and lots of people to serve you. And you, a few people, just sit there
no,
and enjoy.
No, only few people serving, but a lot of people are just lying there, doing nothing. 只有少数人工作。 工作人很少。
Is that right? Oh, okay, sorry.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Yeah, and there's cruise. That means I don't go to cruise enough. Cruise is very few people to serve you. However, lots of people sit there and enjoy.
我们看教会应该像战舰, battleship 一样。
So the church need to be like a battleship.
是人人都有他的岗位在那里。
Everyone has his own position.
我们看见在这属灵的征战当中, 每一个人都要起来。
Everyone in the need to get up for the spiritual affair.
我们每一个人都要起来侍奉神。
Everyone need to get up and serve the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
侍奉神两件事情很重要。
When we serve the Lord, there are two things very important.
一定要忠心第一个。
One, we need to be very faithful.
我们看见一个仆人最重要一件事情是要做主人要做的事情。
You know, when a servant to serve, and the first thing he need to know, he needs to serve whatever his Lord wants him to serve.
一个仆人如果一天到晚想到自己要做的事情, 他绝对不是好仆人。
If a servant always think about the things that on his mind and doing things he wants to do, then he's not a very good servant.
一个仆人一定要天天在想主人想要做什么。
The servant always have to think about what his Lord, his master wants him to do.
今天在教会里面也是一样, 你不要一天到晚做你自己要做的事情。
So today, the same way, you cannot just sit here and think what I want to do, but think about what the Lord wants you to do.
你一定要做主要你做的事情。
You need to think about what Lord wants you to do.
Amen.
Amen.
圣经讲到说, 我们要仰望耶和华。
And Lord, the Bible told us, we need to rely on God.
就好像仆人仰望主人的手。
Just like the servant has to watch the hand of the master.
以前我不大懂这句话。
At first, I didn't understand this.
后来有一次我到西非去,
One time I went to West Africa.
我就明白了。
Then I understand.
我有一次去西非的多哥, Togo这个国家。
One time I went to Dogo, Togo.
我们看见在那里我跟了一个当地的牧师叫 Pastor Ido 配合在一起。
One time I was co-working with
Pastor Ido.
Pastor Ido.
所以呢我们到村落去布道了。
So we went to a village to preach the gospel.
那我跟他就聚会的时候坐在最前面。
So we were sitting in the front when we are in the meeting.
那我们的同工都在后面。
And all the co-workers in the back.
然后我发现聚会当中只要 Pastor Ido的手动一下。
So then I noticed every time when Pastor Ido's hands start to move,
他的同工立刻飞奔到前面。
And all his co-workers all just rush over to him.
Pastor Ido, 你有什么事情要吩咐吗?
So Pastor Ido, do you have anything that you want to do it for you?
你想要做些什么事情吗?
So what do you want to do?
而我这边呢?
And here I am.
我的手无论怎么都没人来了。
It doesn't matter how I move my hand, nobody shows up.
完全没有这种操练啊。
There was no such exercise, never did that.
我那天感触就很深啊。
So that day I was so touched by this.
我就明白了。
Then I understand.
做一个仆人, 你就要知道主人要做什么。
Become a servant, you need to know what the master wants you to do.
你要注意主人的手。
You need to watch the hand of your master.
所以圣经说我们要仰望耶和华吗?
So that's why you say we need to rely on God.
我们要注意到神想做些什么。
We need to pay attention to what God wants us to do.
要一天到晚做我们自己想做的事情啊。
Don't just pay attention to your own things and do your own things.
Amen.
Amen.
一定要做上帝要我们做的事情。
We need to do what the Lord wants us to do.
第二件事情, 侍奉一定要热情啊。
You have to have a zealous heart.
你一定要 passion.
You have to have passion.
今天无论你做什么, 一定要有热情。
Doesn't matter what you do today, you need to have your passion.
很多人常常对我说, 哦, 牧师, 我们在教会缺乏这个, 缺乏那个。
So quite often we tell the pastor, Pastor, when we do this, we are lacking of this, we don't have that.
我们没有材料了。
We don't have this kind of material.
我们没有人力了。
We don't have enough manpower.
我们缺乏这个, 缺乏那个。
We are lacking this, we are lacking that.
我说你错了。
I say, you're wrong.
今天教会最缺乏的是热情。
Today, what we are lacking is the passion.
我们看见今天如果一个人有热情,
today, if we can see one person has passion,
就算没有任何的材料,
even we don't have anything else,
如果没有任何的资源,
we don't have any kind of material thing,
只要他有热情, 一定找得到出路。
If he has the passion, there must be a way for him to find it.
如果一个人没有热情,
if a person doesn't have this passion,
就算你给他一切的资源,
even you give him everything that in the world.
如果他没有热情，还是一筹莫展啊。
Even he has everything in the world, he doesn't have passion. There's nothing he can do.
你不要告诉我你缺乏这个，你缺乏那个。
Don't tell me you are lacking this or lacking that.
我告诉你，最缺乏就是热情。
What we are lacking is our passion.
今天我们要求神把一个属神的热情放在我们里面。
Today we are asking the Lord to give us a passion that He wants to give us.
让我们用极大的热情来服侍神。
We need to use a passion to serve our Lord.
当我们用极大的热情服侍，我们就要看见神的能力能够被释放出来。
When we see the passion, when we use our passion, then we can see Lord's working there.
Amen.
Amen.
很多人常问我说，刘牧师，你成功的秘诀在哪里？
So sometimes people ask me, says,Pastor Liu, and what's the secret of your success?
我告诉你只有一件事情。
I tell him only one thing.
极大的热情在我里
面。It's the passion in my heart.
无论做什么都是极大的热情来。
Doesn't matter what I do, I have passion.
不见得只是我喜欢的事情哦。
It's not the things just I like to do.
就算一些我觉得我不是很喜欢去做的。
Even the things I don't particularly like to do.
我还是极大的热情去做。
Still, I use my passion to do them.
特别是每一次分堂里面有些牧师跟同工有冲突的时候。
Sometimes there are conflicts among the co-workers and pastors in the different churches.
我最不喜欢去处理这种事情。
I hate to do that.
每次上了飞机我就是哭喊。
Every time I went to the plane, I just started to cry out to the Lord.
救我脱离这个时候吧。
Lord, help me to get away from this situation.
可是我一下飞机。
But the minute I landed,
我用极大的热情去处理。
Then I use my passion to deal with this.
我就发现热情是会传染的，弟兄姐妹。
Then I find that passion is contagious.
每一次我在那些分堂一个周末。
So every time when I spend the whole weekend in that church,
后来那些同工告诉我。
Then all the co-workers told me.
好，牧师，当你下飞机，我们接机的时候。
Says, Pastor, when you landed, when we saw you.
本来我们都决定集体辞职不干了。
So we, at first we were all going to, you know, quit the same time.
可是这三天下来我们愿意重新委身。
But after these 3 days, we want to commit ourselves again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
热情是会传染的。
The passion is contagious.
所以你不要埋怨你旁边人没有热情了。
So don't complain about your neighbors don't have the passion.
做牧师最喜欢买，这也没事，热情没事，都没热情。
The pastor always said, this person doesn't have passion, this one doesn't, this one doesn't.
那就让我们自己要先有热情了。
We have to start from ourselves.
当你有热情，你身旁的人就开始有热情。
When you start to have passion, the people around you will have passion.
Amen.
Amen.
侍奉神一定要有忠心。
So when we serve the Lord, we must be faithful.
一定要有热情。
We must have the passion.
让我们在同心合意建造成荣耀的教会。
Let's all work together to establish the church of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，神给我们这么美好的一个居所。
Dear brothers and sisters, God has provided us such a beautiful, lovely place.
不是只让我们享受而已。
It's not somewhere just for us to enjoy.
乃是让我们这与神一起同工。
He's asking us to be co-workers with him.
建造上帝荣耀的教会。
Establish the glorious church for him.
弟兄姐妹，我告诉你，荣耀的教会是看得见的。
You know, the glorious church is something that you can see.
荣耀的教会是人可以经历得到的。
And glorious church is something you can experience.
人走进去就知道荣耀的上帝就在这里。
When people walk into the door, they know God is here.
而这个荣耀的教会不是一个建筑而已。
So the glorious church is not just a church building.
你我就是这个荣耀的教会。
You and I are this glorious church.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们同心合意，一同建造教会。
Let's all work together to establish.
让神的荣耀从这里涌流到万国万民。
And may the glory of God is going to flow through here to everywhere.
Amen.
Amen.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主，我们再次来感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we do want to.
主，这是你可爱的居所。
Yes, this is truly a lovely place.
是因为你荣耀的同在常常在这里。
Because your presence here.
我就求你真的帮助每一位弟兄姐妹，让为你而兴起。
And please help every one of us so we can be, you know, stand up for you.
一同来建造你荣耀的教会。
Or we can work together to establish your beautiful, glorious church.
好让你的心意得到满足。
So your heart will be satisfied.
祝福这个教会。
And bless this church.
主啊，真的让这个教会真的向左向右来扩展。
And so this church can grow left and right.
不但人数倍增，
Not only the people,
更是灵命倍增，
Is our spirit doubled.
事工倍增，
Is all the work doubled.
影响力也倍增，
Influence doubled.
要借着教会在这个地方，
Because the church is here.
要影响这个社区，
Affect this district.
影响这个城市，
Affect this city.
让别人能够看见你的荣耀。
So everyone can see the glory of you.
主，我们赞美你。
Oh Lord, we praise you.
我们再一次来到你面前，谦卑地摆上我们自己。
Lord, we come humbly before you.
求你使用我们。
Lord, use us.
就成为那神迹的器皿。
Become a marvelous vessel for you.
我们感谢祷告奉耶稣得胜的名。
We pray in the precious name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.好，接下来我们唱一首回应诗歌。好， thank you. 一同起立好吧。愿你荣耀降临。
创造的主，显明你创造心意，兴起你所拣选的百姓，在这地同行前进，宇宙万物都在叹息，彰显，求主释放你的恩膏，哦，神就在这时刻，愿你荣耀降临此地，让它从我们中间流到万邦。愿你恩膏充满此地，我们同心寻求你面。统管万国的主，这世界人要看见你的应许完全彰显，教会要全然得胜，求你怜悯触摸我们，使我们靠你刚强，胜过我们一切软弱，降临此地，让它从我们中间流到万邦，愿你恩膏充满此地，我们同心寻求你面，愿荣耀降临主，愿你荣耀降临此地，从我们中间流到万邦，愿你恩膏充满此地，我们同心寻求你，
再一次愿你荣耀降临，
愿你荣耀降临此地，让它从我们中间流到万邦，愿你恩膏充满此地，我们同心寻求你面。
好，我们同声开口，一同来祷告，为这个 教会来祝福祷告，愿神的荣耀降临在我们中间。同时开口向主来呼求，哈利路亚，我们向你来呼求，主啊，你的圣灵大大充满浇灌在我们中间。主啊，我们向你来祷告，主啊，真的愿你荣耀从这里涌流到万国万民去。哈利路亚，我们赞美你，恳求你的灵真的常常运行在我们的中间，成就你自己奇妙伟大的工作。哈利路亚，我们赞美你，谢谢我们的主。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，愿你荣耀降临此地。哈利路亚，让它从我们中间流到万邦，愿你恩膏充满此地，我们同心寻求你降临此地。哈利路亚，是的主，让他从我们中间流到万邦，愿你恩膏充满此地，我们同心寻求你面，我们同心寻求你面，寻求你面。哈利路亚，将荣耀归给我们神。
哈利路亚，
让我们再一次把极大的掌声，好，谢谢我们的刘牧师，还有我们要把极大的掌声给我们在天上的神。哈利路亚，是的啊，请坐。我们下面有一点大概三五分钟，就是主日新闻 Sunday News。
起立领受神的祝福。亲爱的主，我们站立在你的面前，我们欢喜快乐，这真是个荣耀的居所，而在其中的人我们都是蒙福的儿女，我们谢谢你主啊。今天我们在一起欢聚来庆祝，我们也相信你喜悦我们这样的敬拜，喜悦我们在你面前这样一个庆贺。主啊，就求你祝福每一位我们来参加的弟兄姐妹，在我们生命每一个领域里面都能够经历你突破的恩典跟大能，我们谢谢你。现在当然主耶稣基督的恩惠、上帝的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与众人同在，从今时直到永永远远，阿们。
各位弟兄姐妹朋友们，尤其要感谢我们 Healing Room Ministry Brothers and Sisters， Thank you very much， We appreciate it。 我们还有一些茶水点心饭食的，如果你愿意的话也可以留下来，好不好？谢谢各位，愿神保守你们。